And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, we want to shed the shackles of the past and become free. Do you know why you are not free now? It's because you are lost between your two ears. That's right. You're a prisoner of your thoughts. Maybe you never thought of it that way. This might be good just to look at. Have you heard the expression outside the box, to think outside the box? Well, let's think outside the box. Let's be creative. And let's look at something from a little different perspective. So, have you ever considered that you are a prisoner of your own thoughts? Remember when you were a little child and happy and carefree? Well, what's the difference between then and now? You know what it is? You know what's the difference? Worries, doubts, fears. Okay? Reliving the past. Why did she say that? Why did he say that? Why did they do that? Why did that happen to me? And worrying about the future. What if this? What if that? Reliving the past, worrying about the future. Okay? Not to mention hang-ups. You know, there are so many different hang-ups. The things we have to, things we can't stop thinking about. Something that preys upon your mind, something that you need, that you have a compulsion to do, or a fetish, or something that, some naughty thing that you keep thinking about. You're a prisoner of your own mind. And then how about addictions to drugs, for example? Well, doesn't it start to prey on your mind? You start thinking about it and thinking about it. And how about resentment toward people? Resentment toward your father, or resentment toward your mom, or toward your partner. Resentment toward what somebody said. See? Resentment. And then there's worry. Well, can you see how those things capture your mind? They capture your attention. They capture your thoughts. And they end up coloring your whole life. I saw a funny little saying yesterday. It said, don't let yesterday eat up too much of today. But isn't that what we do? We let yesterday and the day before come into the present, and then we think about the past. So while you're sitting there thinking about what he said or what she said, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes have gone by. So what happened? You've lost 15 minutes of your day, of your life. You've lost 15 minutes of your life by dwelling upon the past. What a waste. So now here's something else to think about. You know, you see a lot of people texting all the time. Texting, you see people using their iPhone all the time. Or you see people, you know, scanning, surfing the internet all the time, or shopping online all the time, you know, that sort of thing. Or gaming all the time. How many people play video games? A lot. See? Well, so what is that? You know what? It's a substitute for living. That's right. It's a substitute for living. You know, you've heard the expression, get a life. If you spend a lot of time lost in your iPhone or your Android or your mobile device or your computer or whatever, see, you're wasting your life. Wasting your life. But why do we do that? Why do we want to be distracted playing video games all the time? Or why distracted playing, surfing the internet or texting all the time? You know why? It's to hide. To escape from what? To escape from reality. To escape from the truth about your wasted life. To escape from negative thoughts. See, people text all the time and surf the internet all the time to escape from their morbid negative thoughts and anger over past issues and worrying about the future. When we come back from this little break, I'm going to show you how you can live in the present where the birds are singing and life is good instead of dwelling in the past or worrying about the future. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. There was a poem, or was it a song? I can't remember, but one of the lines was something like, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you downcast?" A lot of people walk around with downcast eyes. They walk around looking down at their iPhone, looking down at the ground, looking down, looking down. Okay? Have you ever thought, you know, this was something that I was thinking this morning as I was sitting quietly in the car. I was waiting for the store to open. It opened at 8 o'clock, and I was going in to look for something in the store, and so I was waiting until 8, and so I sat quietly in my car, and as I sat looking out the windshield, well, I turned my eyes upward, and I looked up at the tree in front of me. I was in a parking lot, you know, outside of an outdoor shopping mall. I looked up at the tree, and I looked up at the sky, and I looked up at the clouds, okay? I thought to myself, well, that's a lovely tree. And then I thought, I realized what the purpose of trees is. You know what trees are? Trees are God, those are decorations that God made. I know some trees have fruit, and trees are nice for the birds to sit in, and trees provide shade. They do a lot of nice things, those trees. But there are a lot of trees that, you know, they're just a lot of extra trees. The birds don't need them. They don't produce any fruit. I know we can use them for wood, but I just want you to see that the billions of trees upon the earth, most of them are not producing fruit or anything. And what they are beautiful, beautiful decorations. And what do trees do? If you look at the tree, you cast your eyes upward. You cast your eyes upward and look at the tree. You see? So instead of looking down and being downcast, you look up. And maybe as you look up at the beautiful tree, you see the sky and the puffy white clouds. There's something about that. Jesus often cast his eyes heavenward. He looked upward. When you see pictures of many of the saints, people like Teresa of Avila or St. John of the Cross, what do you see? You see them looking up. See? They don't turn their head up. You know, you see people that turn their head up, like if they're at some kind of a aerial show, you know, where they're watching airplanes. Well, then they turn their head up and look up. You know, they don't lift up their eyes. They turn their head up. But what I'm talking about is having your head like straight forward, as if you were just looking straight ahead. But then you roll your eyes up a little bit and look upward. Like the saints do, like Saint Teresa, or Saint John of the Cross, or like Christ did. He looked upward. He lifted his eyes. In the Bible, there's a beautiful verse in the Bible that says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help." Okay? Now, We were talking about being lost in thoughts. Well, that's your problem. Okay? So now do you see how you're a prisoner of your own thoughts? Now let's talk about something else. How many people have negative thoughts about themselves? Somebody laid a trip on them a long time ago when they were a little child. Someone through words or through body language or gestures or arrangement of things made subtle suggestions. And then people, you know, they reacted to that. People reacted to it, to what was said to them or done to them. They reacted to it, and then they carry that with them all their life, and it keeps coming back to haunt them. See? And then they get lost in their thoughts, and they think, well, I'm no good, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And see? Once again, they're a prisoner of the past, a prisoner of thought. So let's break free, shall we? Let's become free from the past and soar like a bird. I'll talk more about this delightful topic after our little break. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God. And it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, is not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmare, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong. And what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. There's something else that we're a prisoner of. You know what it is? Well, actually, I just thought of two things. See, I have to point this out. I have to lay some groundwork so that you can actually see, if you have ears to hear, that what I'm saying is true. And then that suggests that you need to make some changes. See, as long as you're unaware. You know how a lot of people have some kind of a problem or an issue and they're totally unaware of it, or they're in denial about it, but they're just unaware of it. You know, if somebody's walking around with their shoelace untied, well, you know, that's not good because they might trip on the shoelace. So you bring it to their attention. You say, excuse me, your shoelace is untied. And then they say, thank you. See, you made them aware of it. So all I'm doing is making you aware that you are lost in thought, in you're a prisoner of the past and a prisoner of your thoughts. And the past comes through your thoughts. Now, some people think of the past and they say, well, my dad did this to me and my mom did that and my boyfriend did this and somebody else did that. Well, that's unfortunate. Okay? That is unfortunate. What I want you to see is that they're not there right now. They're no longer there, probably. They're gone. They're far away, or they passed away, or they're in some other city. They're not there. They're not in your present right now. What your boyfriend did to you 10 years ago, well, he's gone now. See? What some bully did at school 20 years ago, well, they're not there anymore now. But they are there. You know where they're at? They're in your head. That's it. They're in your head. Ann Landers. You remember Ann Landers? She was like, Dear Abby. She wrote an advice column in the newspaper. She was in hundreds of newspapers across the country. And Ann Landers said that hanging on to resentment of someone, she said that hanging on to resentment of someone is like letting someone that you despise live rent-free in your head. Well, you know, that's pretty good the way she said it. That's exactly what it is. So the bully is in your head. What your father did or didn't do, or what your mom did, or what your boyfriend did, or what somebody did years ago, they're alive in your head. And why do they stay alive in your head? In your present. So now the bully from 20 years ago is in your present. See, what someone did to you 10 years ago is in your present. And why? Because you don't know how to deal with your thoughts properly. And one of the things you do is you resent. See, when you resent, it reinforces it. It reinforces it. That's exactly right. You know how animals, if you want an animal to do something, then you have them do it, then you give them a little reward. You know, if the dog sits down when he's supposed to, then you pat him on the head, or if the seal jumps in the air, you give the seal a piece of food. You see what I mean? It's called reinforcement. Okay? Well, what do you think resentment is? Resentment reinforces whatever it is that you want to forget. If you resent it, you're compelled to remember it. So what you need to do is to learn to get out of your thoughts. Okay? Now, how do you do that? Is it by blanking thought and repressing thought? No, you've tried that. That doesn't work. Okay? The answer is to learn how to stand back from thought. Take a mental step back. And then you're no longer in the thought. You're the observer of thought. Then you can get out of your thoughts and begin to live in reality and open your eyes and look up and see the beautiful trees and the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and life is good. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share, and people could learn something and grow. And it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came. No question about it. program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around now for 28 years. My message has always been the same. I help people to conquer stress. See, I haven't even mentioned the word stress until right now. But perhaps you can see, if you've been able to follow me, that if you're remembering and resenting, if you're resenting and remembering what someone did, what someone said, if you're resenting and remembering some negative comment that someone made, some put down, some trip they laid on you, if you're resenting and remembering it, then it's a stress. So your mind is stressing you. So if are you worried about the future? Then your mind is stressing you. Are you reliving negative things that happened in the past? Then your mind is stressing you. So I haven't even talked about stress, and I don't have time on today's program. I've written books about it, so you can get some of my books, okay, or preview them on Amazon. You can read a chapter or two of my books for free on Amazon. You know how you can look inside? They're very good. I've written 19 books. My 20th book is almost ready now. I finished all the writing of it, and all I need to do is a little bit of editing. It's going to be a very nice book. So yeah, I've been around a long time. So what I have is a resource that will help you. And it's a little meditation. Now remember what I said, that if your mind is stressing you, if you're a prisoner of your thoughts, and a prisoner of the past by way of your thoughts, through the medium of your thoughts, or a prisoner of negativity or of compulsion, see, by way of thought. See, now where do those thoughts come from? Well, who knows? Do you really want to think those thoughts? Do you really? No. Okay. So here's two things you need to know. First of all, it's resentment. See, resentment is a little bit of pride food. That was the other thing that you're a prisoner of that I was going to mention earlier. Pride. See, pride. See. Could you imagine someone, I'm making up a little story, but I know you can imagine it, and it's funny, okay? But can you imagine someone whose shoelace is untied, and someone comes up to him and says, "Excuse me, your shoelace is untied." And then they look down and it's untied, but they resent seeing that their shoelace is untied. They resent being observed making a mistake. So they say, "Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it." And they just keep walking and they refuse to tie their shoelace because they don't want to admit they were wrong. Can you imagine someone that prideful? Well, we kind of sheepishly laugh because we know that sometimes we feel that way, don't we? Well, all right then. So now do you see what pride is? It's another prison. You become that guy is captive of the untied shoelace because he doesn't want to admit that he made a mistake. See? Well, all right. So now you have to see that resentment, that pride food, that judgment, resentment and anger, those feed your pride. And the bigger your pride is, the more you don't want to admit things. And then the more you become a prisoner of pride. See? So start to let things go. Make things unimportant. Just let it go. Let it go. What somebody said, what they did, how they looked at you, let it go. Make it unimportant. Okay, move forward. Okay, move forward. Now, the other thing that I want to mention is that, the way of dealing with thoughts. Remember I said, first of all, trying to push thoughts down. Well, that's what we've always done. You've always pushed them down, but they're still there, and then they come back, don't they? So that doesn't work. You know, suppressing and repressing thoughts, or the thoughts are negative, so then we go off and look for something else to distract us. So then you become so you look to your iPhone, you know, to take you away from the endless negative thoughts. Or you look to television to watch television or watch movies or play a video game to get away from the negative thoughts. See, something bothering you, something sticking in your craw. Well, so, but then you know what happens? Then you become captive and addicted to the iPhone. You try to escape one addiction, and then you become addicted to whatever you use to replace it. So that doesn't work either. So repressing and suppressing thought doesn't work. Avoiding, just avoiding doesn't work. Okay. And some people try to think nice thoughts, where they try to think of a nice scene and swans swimming upon the water and so on, you know, like some kinds of meditations to have you visualize something nice. Well, the problem with that is that it's more, you're still a prisoner of thoughts. It's more of the same thing, okay? So you become a prisoner of swans floating on a lake instead of a, see what I mean? The answer is not any of that. The answer is simply to stand back and just observe thought as thought without reacting to what you see. And then you know what? When it's not reinforced, then it diminishes. So learn how to just be in the present. And those thoughts float by without your being troubled by them. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if it's like a breath of fresh air, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries, and so be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. It really is quite simple. You get the little meditation and you practice sitting quietly and getting centered and being in the present. Yes, being in the present. That would be very nice. Then you can get out of your thoughts and begin to live in reality and open your eyes and look up and see the beautiful trees and the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and life is good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.